Hello, good evening, and welcome to another edition of Artbeat on this, the 23rd of October, with myself, Adrian Caldwell. Tonight on the show, we will be joined by Padraig Nocton, Director of Arts and Disability Ireland, who will be talking a little bit about the history and work of ADI and discussing the new performing arts residency that they are offering in conjunction with Access Ballymun. Before that, though, I'm going to begin the show this evening with my regular overview of what's happening this week in the arts world. Tonight, Cosmic Transmissions, a solo exhibition by Nikki Teigen, opened at the Drawing Project on Leary. The exhibition is a presentation of a growing archival and performative project that draws from location, encounters, collecting, science fiction and rituals. The exhibition runs until the 27th of October. Tomorrow night at 6 p.m, the Royal Hibernian Academy will launch A Place Without Walls, an exhibition and book launch by artist Owen Moylan. There will be drinks reception and a viewing of the work between 6 and 8 p.m. After the launch, the work will be available to view at the Library Project, which is at 4 Temple Bar, until the 1st of November. A Place Without Walls identifies a place that lies between reality and fantasy through a selection of images taken at British Bay Beach in County Wicklow. It represents a place to escape to where boundaries of reality are bent by our own imagining, where memory indulges and the imagination hides. The work is delivered with a particular focus on craft and a diligent care for detail, bringing together a set of handmade prints, frames and an artist book. Also opening at 6 p.m. tomorrow night will be Life and Death, The Temple, a photographic exhibition by Peter Gordon at the Centre for Creative Practices. Over a week in the late summer of 2011, Gordon made a collection of photographs at the Burning Man Festival in Nevada. A central feature of the festival is the building and burning of a temple. People visit the temple and write messages for departed loved ones on its walls and meditate in its centre. The festival's climax sees the burning of this temple and with it the grief that people have shared within its walls. These Burning Man photos are a document of a week at the temple that shared the narrative behind its construct, its being, and its ultimate destruction. The exhibition runs until the 3rd of November. Also at 6 p.m. tomorrow night, Half Light, an exhibition of paintings from Ireland's foremost figurative painter, Patrick Graham, opens at Hillsborough Fine Art. A hardback publication with an extensive interview with the artist has been produced to accompany this exhibition and is available at the gallery. The exhibition runs until the 23rd of November. Finally, on Friday night, if you fancy making a trip out to Bray, an exhibition of paintings and ceramics by artists Michelle Fulham and Noel Cleary opens at Signal Arts Centre at 7 p.m. Michelle's work is a quirky collection of figurative pieces spanning subjects from historical reference to more playful figurative work. Noel's new work consists of paintings and drawings, both urban and rural. Using a range of mediums and exploring their tactile qualities, the work captures a sense of place and mood of the dramatic Irish landscape. The exhibition runs until the 3rd of November. For more information on any of these exhibitions that I've mentioned, please visit visualartists.ie. Now, last week I visited the Sean O'Casey Community Centre in East Wall. Based there is Arts and Disability Ireland, the national development and resource organisation for arts and disability. Director of the organisation, Padraig Nocton, was kind enough to sit down with me to discuss the history of the organisation and the different projects and partnerships that they are involved in. The most notable of these projects at the minute is the new performing arts residency that they are offering in partnership with Access Ballymun. This residency is designed to support the professional development of and the creation of new work by performing artists with disabilities. We began the interview with Padraig discussing his own practice and how he eventually became the director of the organisation.
Well, I've been involved in the arts in one way or another for over 20 years. I have a visual impairment, and that's always been quite a strong element within both my practice and I suppose my advocacy, in that, you know, going through secondary school, I became very interested in art and decided to pursue it as a career option when I left school by going to the National College of Art and Design, where I studied a degree in craft design ceramics, and I graduated there from NCAD in 1993. And while I was at NCAD, I suppose what I found was that the course was an incredibly visual design orientated course, and that really, with my visual impairment, I didn't quite fit into the structures and the norms of that course and had to find ways of adapting. so that I could actually make work and function well within the course and thrive, essentially. Mm-hmm. And so that led me into a study of art and visual impairment, which I used my degree's thesis to explore. And in my own work, I kind of ended up working not so much through design drawings, but more through working with maquettes and working by touch and mm-hmm. experimenting with massage techniques as mark making and motifs. And that then led into creating very large architectural sculptural pieces, wall pieces. And my final degree piece was 22 feet by 4.5 feet. Mm-hmm. It was an enormous wall piece in sections that was very much exploring massage techniques as forms of mark making and kind of what sort of visual and tactile impact that could make. Mm-hmm. And that then, after I finished my degree, led me on to a residency at the Richard Attenborough Centre for Arts and Disability at Leicester University. I spent 2 years there. I spent a year studying art and design teaching, doing a PGCE, postgraduate certificate in education in art and design, which is the equivalent of the HDIP in this country, in Ireland. And then came back to Ireland and set up a studio practice in South Roscommon, where I did that for a number of years. And I think it was 98 to 2003. And I suppose over that time, while my practice was a mix of the sculpture that I spoke about and also landscape drawing, working a lot in charcoal, not so much as a sketching material, but as a finished piece, sort of long type drawing material. There I was very much experimenting with the fact that I tend not to see things in line or construct in line, but mm-hmm. actually construct my drawings by light and shade, and so using light and shade to create depth. And so that's why charcoal with coloured paper was my preferred way of working. And during that time, I found that I was being asked to sit on this committee or be part of that consultation. That led me into advocacy, and then I decided to take a job as an artist manager with Equated, the Disability Arts Development Agency in Southwest England, and I went there for until the autumn 2005. And during that time, I ended up becoming director of the organisation. So I suppose that when the job came up with ADI, that very much placed me to return to Ireland and take the reins at Arts and Disability Ireland.
Originally called Very Special Arts Ireland, ADI has undergone many changes since it originated in 1985. We continue the interview with Padraig discussing the history of the organisation, how it has evolved since its inception, and the different projects and partnerships it has been a part of.
Well, Arts and Disability Ireland was originally formed as a voluntary committee in 1985, and it was called Very Special Arts Ireland, and it was a project of the City Arts Centre and was headed up by Sandy Fitzgerald, who was the director of the City Arts Centre as well. And I suppose over the years it evolved into an artist support organisation, and I suppose you could say a production company and an organisation providing workshops and in different art forms. So it did a whole range of things, from 1985 up until 2001, when it became when Very Special Arts Ireland, or VSA Ireland, became Arts and Disability Ireland. So there was the Discover Festival, which I know as a practitioner I was involved in. There was a lot of arts and our disability arts cabaret that happened. There was a competition that was run with schools called the Young Playwrights Competition. There was, at one stage, that's something I'd love to resurrect, actually. There was, you know, the way the local authorities would have a residency at Anna McCurrick. Mm. There was an attempt to and it ran for 2 years, a residency for an artist with a disability at Anna McCurrick. And I'd almost... at the Tyrone Guthrie Centre, and it's something I wouldn't mind actually seeing at some point in the future resurrected. So there's a lot of different things going on. I became director in 2005, but from very Special Arts Ireland moved when it was at the City Arts Centre. When City Arts Centre closed, it was based at the National League for the Blind for a period of time. Then actually it went through a period of a few years where it had no staff, and then I came into post in 2005 as a single member of staff, and was based at the offices of CREATE, the National Development Agency for Collaborative Arts. And from then we started to, with the board, started to regrow the organisation to the point now that we have three staff based here in the office in the Seán Ó Casey Centre in East Wall, but we have two audio describers who do our audio description in theatre. We have two captioners. We have a finance officer who works part-time for us as well, and we have a number of disability equality trainers who work for us, doing freelance disability equality training on a kind of when we need those supports. So that, you know, so the organisation has grown quite substantially. And when I came into post, there were two projects we were involved in. One dance project, which was delivering dance workshops and producing some dance pieces, and we had a theatre programme of workshops working with people with intellectual disabilities, and again it had performances you know, at the end of a series of workshops. But from then we started to develop the organisation. We pulled back very much from local delivery to trying to refashion ADI as a national organisation, so that any of the projects we developed were transferable around the country. We developed a relationship with the Arts Council, where we could start to deliver on some of their agendas by working very closely with them in partnership. So, for example, the Arts and Disability Networking, where we tried to develop arts and disability at a local level in different local authorities. So we've worked with the Arts Council, with Mayo Arts Office, Galway City and County Arts Offices, and Cork Arts Offices. And that, after that work, that's led us on now to working with them on the Ignite Commissions, which are a series of three commissions for an internationally recognised artist with disabilities to work with a local arts partner in one of those local authority areas and a disability community to produce a new piece of work. Mm-hmm. And what's really exciting about that is between the Arts Council, the local authorities and ADI, we are going to facilitate three commissions that may total a value of €60,000 each. So I think they're going to be the single largest commissions we've ever had in the area of arts and disability, specifically targeted at arts and disability in the country. And I think by attracting in internationally recognised artists with disabilities, we also hope to raise the bar in terms of what people expect of artists with disabilities and how the work is viewed. And the truth is, there's some really good work already happening in Ireland by artists with disabilities. Some of it's at a smaller scale, you know, wouldn't be the project scale that we're talking about for Ignite, but there's no doubt that the potential is there, the creativity is there, and actually I think the artists are there to go and make the work.
One of the most successful partnerships ADI has been involved in is with Fire Station Artist Studios, Together, they developed the Studio Award for an Artist with a Disability, which was presented annually from 2008 to 2012. We continued the interview with Padraig giving an overview of the award, discussing how it originated and evolved, and what was learned from the partnership with Fire Station.
Another example of a partnership, which is again a long-standing partnership, is with the Fire Station Artist Studios. I say was is because our first reason to get together was around a residency for an artist with a disability. The Fire Station for many years have had a studio that is fully accessible to a wheelchair user, and it's a ground floor studio, and they have tried over the years to make that studio available to an artist with a disability. But I suppose there was a realization that they weren't necessarily reaching the audience that they wanted to reach in terms of artists with disabilities who would take up the studio. And they approached Arts and Disability Ireland to see if we would work with them on trying to see what systems we could put in place, what access we needed to put in place to make that a viable option. So in 2008, we started with an access audit of the studio space and the parts of the building that the artist would need to use. That led us, for example, to ask Dublin City Council, would they put a parking space for a wheelchair user, user's car, so an accessible parking space at the front of the fire station, because rear access can be quite difficult at times. Mm-hmm. That was one thing. You know, then we looked at, well, what's the application process going to be like? And, you know, should we make an additional award on top of the residency purely for access? And so we had our first artist in 2008, that was Naomi Leichemeyer. Our second artist was Anna Bernstein, or Bernson, sorry, in 2009-2010. And then we decided, rather than openly advertising, because what we found was we were getting, the competition was very much divided between national artists and international artists with disabilities. And what we found was the international artists with disabilities were in many ways much better at the application processes. They knew what was required. They were very much more engaged with the broader arts community in their own country, and sometimes even internationally. And in some ways, the Irish artists who were applying couldn't really compete with that. So we decided to do, rather than advertise, was that artists that we had an interest in, or that we identified as Irish artists who we thought could benefit from a residency, that we would approach them directly. Mm-hmm. And so then we had Ruth Laguerre, and we had we also had Hugh O'Donnell, again both visual artists but Irish based artists, Ruth being from Galway. Hugh actually is from Tallaght, but he is based in Belfast. And we also, during the time that Anna, Ruth and Hugh were in place, also introduced a mentoring element. So we identified artists who we thought could benefit from a relationship with, let's say, with the artist who was in residence. So in the case of Anna Bernson, we teamed her up with Amanda Lena Conrad. And in the case of Hugh O'Donnell, he worked with Sean Hamill. And the case of Ruth Laguerre, she worked with Cathy O'Leary. And through those mentee relationships, that led us on to think, to reach a point where we knew that we had achieved enough with the residency that the fire station could take that on themselves. You know, they had all the systems in place. We put an application and process that was in place that was fully accessible. We had explored the notion of there being an access grant on top of the residency, so that if there was any need for accommodations or access to to the building to be altered or support to be given, that there was at least a budget there to do that. And that, so we realised that our job as ADI was finished at that point, but that around the mentoring, what we realised was that there was a real need for artists with disabilities to be linked in to not just artists with disabilities, but other artists, mm-hmm. non-disabled artists as well, but also into curators and into gallery and studio directors. So, you know, I suppose people who are either are commissioning work, are choosing work to go into their gallery spaces, are choosing work to create, to curate in a particular show, or instances where artists, if a dialogue could be created between a disabled and a non-disabled artist or artists, that we would actually try and facilitate that through a mentoring program. And so that's why we now have a mentoring panel. We have 12 visual artists. Two of them actually do have disabilities. We have four visual artists, we have four curators, and we have four studio director staff members. And the idea is that they're going to sit as a panel for 3 years, and they will be available as a resource for us to draw on as mentors for artists with disabilities. And we've just at the moment, we are pairing up our first three artists with three of our mentors. And so that's a really exciting program. And again, the eventual aim will be that that's a program that we can hand on to the fire station. And already I know the fire station are thinking of other, like we're working on planning a large scale visual arts exhibition for 2016, and this is something that's been kind of in the works for over a year now, and we've been meeting with curators and gallery directors to get them involved in a partnership. But you know, it is hoped that the fire station may actually have three commissions that they will or at least exploratory commissions that they will advertise for artists with disabilities, if not next year, in the early part of 2015. So this is all incremental and it's all slowly building. But, you know, in many ways, ADI is a resource for the arts sector. And so when we work with organisations, it's not so much about telling them what to do, but working with them to see what it is they need to do or they think they need to do, trying to put the systems in place with them to make that work, and then actually standing back and passing the legacy of that back to them and saying, now you can take this forward because you now in your organisation have the skills and the knowledge to do that.
The Studio Award with Fire Station has led on to the development of a new performing arts residency at Access Ballymun. This new partnership between Access and ADI is intended to be an opportunity for artists with disabilities to participate in a six-month residency alongside their non-disabled peers in one of Dublin's most dynamic and vibrant performing arts centres. We ended the interview with Padraig discussing how this new partnership came about and what is offered as part of the residency.
I suppose, as I explained, with Arts and Disability Ireland, we're a small organisation, we have limited resources, and part of what we do is to try and pass on the skills and knowledge to the organisations we work with. And it was always my intention that we would do other residencies, be it in particularly in other art forms. And so we've had quite a concentration over the last 4 to 5 years of working with the fire station in building a residency for a visual artist with a disability. We have in various ways worked with Access Ballymun in the past on a conference back in 2009. We've done a number of assisted performances at Access, and I felt and they were interested that doing a performance art or a residency for a performance artist with a disability or a mixed company or an integrated company involving people with disabilities would be a next natural step for us. So moving our resources for residencies out of the visual arts into the performing arts at this particular time. And so that's how the residency with Access Ballymun came about. And what it's about is creating a 6-month space for either an individual performance artist with a disability or an integrated or inclusive company to use studio space or workspace at Access Ballymun over a 6-month period to develop a new project or continuing to developing existing work, and that as well as having the space and a bursary and an access budget from Arts and Disability Ireland totaling €7,000, that in fact they would also have the technical and production support of Access Ballymun, as well as being based in a really vibrant, exciting contemporary arts venue that has a theatre and a visual arts space and a dance space and a recording studio and has a great team of people who, you know, not only are very committed to the community in Ballymun, but actually are a kind of a powerhouse within the arts, in the performing arts, and you know, are very well regarded as a place to develop work and also to present. And I suppose what we were also interested in doing again with Access Ballymun was that this residency would be framed within their playground program, where they offer 4 residencies and mentoring a year, but this one would be focused on disability.
And just to mention, the deadline for applications for the Performing Arts Residency is the 14th of November. For more information on the residency or on Arts and Disability Ireland, please visit adiarts.ie. Now, I'm afraid that's all we have time for this evening. My thanks again to my guest, Padraig Nocton, and to Hazel on sound. Suzanne will be here next week with a special Halloween edition of Art Beat. Hope you can join us for that. Stay tuned for Hazel with the sessions coming up next, but for now, a very good evening.